in order to expand into your right size. You must begin to consider your own emotions. And when we say consider, we do not mean judge. We do not even mean have an opinion about. Sometimes we do not even mean analysis of your emotions. But what we do mean is that there is a way of being with how you feel, no matter what that might be, that makes you powerful as opposed to depleted. Certainly, we know that not all emotions are uplifting. Of course they are not, or they would not be a challenge. But what you are taught to do with them is what the problem exhibits. And that is to say, number one, you are taught that you have no control over your emotions. You are taught that your emotions are more powerful than anything else. And you are taught that your emotions actually have the power to shape your life. Now, if you are thinking about this with your brain, you might argue with that in your brain. But when you are visited by an emotion that you did not want to feel, you might find that you fall into some of those beliefs. So what we want to look at first is what we are going to call the goal. So when you are feeling an emotion, we are going to deal with the troublesome ones first, although we will talk about the others later. Then the goal is not to never have that feeling. The goal is to acknowledge that feeling, to understand what needs to be understood about it, and to release that feeling from your energy. But in order to do that, you must give up what we call the blocking belief. And that is that you have no power over the emotion, because that part is not true. Now, the idea we want you to put aside is that if you were enlightened, or if you were totally mentally healthy or healed or whatever that is, that you would not have troublesome emotions, because that is simply not true. Since you are in the body, you are going to have all of the emotions. That is a thing we must simply know. And to know that then allows you not to judge the emotion that you are having. Because what is the point? It is like saying, well, we have weather here, and there are all kinds of weather, but we should judge ourselves by the way we feel about the weather, which makes no sense at all, because it is weather. And in one sense, these are emotions. In a similar way, they are emotions. So when we are dealing with one that might be heavier than we want it to be, the first thing you want to know is that emotion attached to a belief? The focus is to acknowledge and to move it through. And the second is examination. This does not mean picking everything to pieces about it, but if you have a prevalent belief and the emotions you feel are attaching to that, we need to know what the belief is. For many women, because of the patriarchal nature of your world, the belief is very often that you deserve to be punished. Now, we know that you are intelligent beings, and that your mind would argue with this every time. But the wounds of childhood, whatever they were, may have left you with this belief that you somehow deserve to be punished, to feel bad, and that the emotion itself judges who you are. And once again, not to go to seem to go too far afield, but do you really believe that you are judged because you are out of doors and the rain begins to fall? Do you actually think that is a judgment of you? Because if you do, we have some serious work to do. But if you think about that with the emotion and you say, is this attaching to something I am believing about my own inadequacy, about my own mistakes, about my own wounding from childhood? Not that those are not all things, but they do not belong in the same nest with any emotion that you are feeling. Now, there is more to learn about this, of course, but we are going to leave this part for a moment and move on to the next part of what is going on. And the next part of going on is, how do I use love to heal the emotion I am feeling? Now, does that mean that if you allow yourself to half-heartedly say, I am a good person, that will help move that negative energy away? No, it will not. This requires you to go into the wisdom of your heart, where the universe is able to fill you with universal love. And then your ability to not only accept that, to invite that, but to absolutely know that it is right for you to be loved. Now, when you put this package together, what you will find is that you begin to become empowered around your emotions rather than being the victim of them. So when we are looking at our own, shall we say, our own packages, we want to go through this process and see what it is that is allowing an emotion we do not like to attach to a belief that we want to move out. Because it is, number one, not true, and number two, does not serve us, and number three, does not promote love. Now, we hope this doesn't sound too complicated. Once you begin to learn to do this, you will find that you gain skill and strength, and that skill and strength then will allow you to free yourself from the guilt of feeling good. That, of course, is probably going to be another lesson. But for the moment, let us take a bit of time together and talk about this way of dealing with what you feel. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, peace goes. Feel the green of healing all around you. Breathe in healing. Exhale wounding. and feel that there is a cone of light all around you, and it is a cone of protection. And all that you breathe in protects and heals. Move into your heart center. And see that there is a round golden ball. And feel it impact your heart center, making it strong, making you wise and full. And as you breathe, feel that ball of golden light move to any place in your heart that needs care or comfort or relief. Now feel a column of light from your heart move down into your solar plexus and displace the emotions you do not wish to carry. And let your solar plexus know that it is right to be full of the gold and the light. Feel the column of light go down into your second center. Displace shame and judgment, and let the second center know that it is right to be full of that light and free of the burden. Feel the column of light go down through your body and into the root. And let the root know that it is right for you to create, for you to create the life you want, to have the things you love, and to be joyful in them. Go to your heart and feel the column of light come up and go into the throat. And let the column of light move away critical communications of yourself or others, so that the throat knows that it is right to speak lovingly and supportively to yourself in every situation. And feel the column of light move up and into your third eye. Feel the third eye open. And let the third eye know that it is right to intuit what is good for you, what is wise and fine and loving for you. And feel the column of golden light move up and open the crown. And open it again, more widely. until the sun that is the love of the universe is directly above your head, and the energy that fills you and heals you and protects you is flowing into your body. Let that energy fill your head and your thoughts. Feel it move down your spine to make you strong, across your back to take away your burden, free your shoulders, soften them, make them strong and warm, and feel the light flow through your arms and your hands. Let the light fill your trunk and heal any aspect of you that is in need of healing. Let the light flow down through your legs and your feet, so that you are both full and protected. And every step you take, you become stronger and more healed. Move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a pool of golden water, and drink from that pool. Nourish your spirit and pull up from that golden water a gift that has been left for you here, resting the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.